We cover a lot of debates on this program about policy, ethics, the law. Well, here's another one that draws strong opinions. Does listening to an audiobook count as reading? Andrew Limbong, host of NPR's Book of the Day podcast, wades into it.
This question, whether audiobooks count as reading, goes as far back as the 90s when books on tape hit it big. But what do people today think? According to an NPR Ipsos poll from earlier this year, 40% of American adults thought, quote, listening to audiobooks is not a form of reading.
It's not a majority, to be clear, but it's a significant number.
That's Mallory Newall, vice president of public polling at Ipsos.
It's older people over age 65, it's men, and it's those without a four-year degree that are more likely to say that listening to audiobooks isn't a form of reading.
All right, so that's the polling, but what does the science say? Beth Rogowski is a professor at Bloomsburg University of Pennsylvania who studies auditory and visual learning styles. In 2016, she co-authored a study of adults comparing comprehension rates between listening to an audiobook and reading on an e-reader, like a Kindle.
We found that there was no significant difference between reading a book, using a Kindle, or listening to a book, or doing both, listening and reading simultaneously.
In other words, participants retained pretty much the same amount of information, whether they read a book or listened to it.
Which is exciting news for people who join a book club but want to be able to fold laundry while they're reading the book.
There's a big but here. The study was done using adults who knew how to read. Rogowski's done some further research looking at school-aged kids and learning styles and found that self-described auditory learners scored worse on comprehension rates across the board. That is, they did worse understanding and recalling information that they read and listened to.
That really leads you to believe that when you are learning to read, you really need to have the experience reading. When we tailor to a student's learning style and we're just giving them auditory formats, we are not reinforcing the reading skills that are so essential to becoming a proficient reader.
So to sum up, for most of us, it doesn't matter whether we read on a page or listen to an audiobook. But for kids learning to read, Rogowski recommends picking up a book. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.